You're listening to Capital Public Radio. I'm Steve Milne with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
The Sacramento area's largest shopping center, Westfield Galleria at Roseville, is about to undergo a refresh that's expected to include new businesses.
Plans are in the works for the first phase of what's called a flagship upgrade at the Galleria, according to information on file with the city. The center's senior marketing director confirmed that a refresh of the property is planned. As you remember, the Galleria opened in 2000, and after the arson fire in 2010, a wing of this Roseville Mall had to be rebuilt.
Do you have any specific details about the changes?
Well, the senior marketing director said that the refresh will include new retail, restaurants, and amenities. We'll likely get more details in 2018. In the meantime, you might already notice some smaller changes. Carpet is being replaced with tile on the center's upper level, and the center also added new electric vehicle charging stations.
Why are they doing this? What's prompting this refresh of the property?
Galleria officials haven't specifically commented on that, but we do know, of course, that brick-and-mortar retailing is changing. Centers must compete with the appeal of online shopping. That's why these in-person events that centers such as the Galleria hosts are become even more important. And also, as major traditional retailers are closing stores, this leads shopping centers to focus on these new experience-oriented tenants that can include restaurants and even fitness businesses.
There was another story about the Galleria this week. Kind of a unique type of fitness studio is considering opening there.
Yes, a husband and wife team from Marysville wants to open FitCade at the Galleria. This is ultimately envisioned as a virtual reality arcade with fitness-focused games. They are considering a space at the Galleria, but plans have not been finalized yet. This is not a done deal, but they are moving ahead with an online crowdfunding campaign to raise $32,000 for the business.
Some people may not consider gamers exercise enthusiasts. How would this business work exactly?
Well, basically, customers would walk in, put on a virtual reality headset, and then play games such as virtual boxing. One of the owners of the business told me this is basically an immersive experience that essentially forces you to move your body in order to play the game correctly. Now, this debut location would be relatively small with about 4 gaming stations. But the entrepreneurs who met while gaming online ultimately want to have a full-blown fitness facility.
Can people actually burn calories playing these games?
Well, believe it or not, there is a Virtual Reality Institute of Health and Exercise. Now, that organization determines the calorie-burning potential for specific games, and it does appear that these workouts can be pretty effective. For example, the organization says a virtual reality boxing game can be the equivalent of sprinting in real life. Of course, this isn't limited to the Sacramento area. These virtual reality fitness facilities have gained interest worldwide, and this is not too surprising, since lots of people hate the monotony that comes with going to a traditional gym.
All right. Well, Sonia, you usually have some beer news to tell us about. So what's the latest?
Well, Black Vinyl Ale Project, a restaurant and brewery in Rockland, is being sold. It will debut next month as Catherine's Beer Garden, which will be a German-themed venue that apparently will also brew beer. Now, this news comes amid some recent closures on the local beer scene, but those involved in Black Vinyl say the decision to sell the business wasn't based on finances. They say that they simply needed a break. And it's also worth noting that they have a project in the works in Midtown Sacramento, which is scheduled to debut in the long-term future. The details are limited so far, but we do know that Black Vinyl has applied for a license to manufacture beer at that Midtown site.
Any other beer news you can tell us about?
Yes, well, the California Craft Beer Summit, which will be held September 7th through September 9th, did release the lineup for its beer festival. That will include more than 500 craft beers brewed across the state. Also, a former Chevy's restaurant in Gold River will become an upscale Mountain Mike's Pizza restaurant with a focus on craft beer. You can expect to see 24 craft brews on tap.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.